Welcome, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to remind all participants today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Okay, Gisela, well, I'll tell you what, since people are still joining in, we'll just spend a minute on the agenda, and then we'll do the roll call. For those of you on Adobe Connect, it's on the screen, but three or four things on the call today. The first on the list is to go through the points that Roberto raised in his email, and then have a chat about sort of the way forward, maybe based on Barry's note from over the weekend, sort of the checkpoint restart discussion. Talk about responding to public comments, the three little bullets that I posted, and then a discussion of the steps to finalize the Phase 1 final report. Anything else that's on people's minds before we get going? Okay. Gisela, why don't you go ahead and call the roll, and then we'll get underway.
With pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's Vertical Integration call on Monday, the 25th of October. We have Roberto Gaetano, Mikey O'Connor, Boudouin Chambé, Siva Mutasami, Keith Drazek, Alan Greenberg, Sébastien Bachelet, Ron Andruff, Jotham Frakes, Phil Buckingham, Scott Austin, Paul Diaz, Barry Cobb. From staff, we have Glenda Saint-Géry, Margie Milam, Mike Zupka, Liz Gaster, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies today from Michaeli Nalon, Avery Doria, Katrin Ulmer, Eric Brunner-Williams, and Cheryl Langdon-Orr. Also to say that Ken Stubbs has just joined the call. Could I please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, and this is for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey and Roberto.
Thanks, Gisela. As per usual, I'll take a moment to see if anybody has a change to their SOI or their DOI that they'd like to share with us, given the agenda of the call today. Okay, I don't see anybody raising their hands. Oh, Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, would you put the budget revision that was just announced today for the new TLD process somewhere on that agenda?
Oh, sure. Let's put that at the end. Budget revision. All right. I don't see anybody updating DOIs or SOIs, so off we go. On the screen in front of you, for those of you on Adobe, are the 5 points that Roberto raised in his email. And I think it would be very helpful if we could... Actually, Margie, if it's not too much trouble, could you put that into an editable note so that we could maybe tweak the language just a little bit as we go?
Sure, let me try that.
Yeah, just copy and paste. It'll probably be ugly, but less concerned about beauty than I am about the ability to revise the language as we go, because I think it would be terrific if we could come to some sort of tentative agreement on the call. Roberto, do you want to sort of introduce your points and... bring us up to speed on the state of the discussion so far? That I sort of put you on the spot by doing that, so don't feel like you have to. But I think
well, no. Okay, yes. Why not? First of all, I think that there's a misunderstanding on my first point. When I say we don't have a consensus on vertical integration or vertical separation, I didn't mean that we don't have any consensus at all. I'm saying that we don't have a consensus on on either of the two extreme cases. We don't have consensus that we should keep the status quo of vertical separation, and we don't have consensus that we should open up on vertical integration. I realized only after an exchange of emails with Eric that there was this misunderstanding. So, in fact, we might reach consensus, but on some partial statements or results. So this is what we should concentrate on. The second point that I've made is that we have a list of harms. I'm not specifically replying to Volker, but he noticed that the list of harm is not something that we have consensus on or that is in any case finalized. I agree, but nevertheless, I think that it would be a good message to give to the board and to the council that we are working on these things, that these are things that we can reach a consensus on if they would like to take this into account and give us the time to work on that. So that our approach is to say, okay, there is no agreement on the extreme cases. Let's work on the gray area that is in between. So and the other lines are kind of explaining why we don't agree on the fact of having a full vertical separation, which is the status quo, is because there are certain businesses, certain cases in which that would be harmful without big global advantages, and vice versa, we can have the reverse case. So that's basically the point. I would like, in summary, to give a statement, and that has to be given as soon as possible, and in any case before the board meeting that is going to happen in a few days, that says the working group has taken into account the comments. First of all, thank you for all the comments, and we have taken that into account. That doesn't change our global point of view. We don't believe that there is and there ever is going to be a consensus on full vertical integration or full vertical separation. Therefore, we need to address the gray area. This is a kind of a long-term, longer in the sense it will take some work, evaluating the harms. We are analyzing the impact on the business. We need more time and in order to come up with a statement. But I believe that this in itself will be, first of all, a statement like this will be something that, first of all, will be helpful for the board, that will have something on the table and not start from completely zero. And secondly, will give sense to the effort that we all have done in several months and make clear that there is something that we have done and there is the possibility to go on in this direction with further work. That's it. Hello?
Hi, Roberto. I'm typing.
Yeah. No, I was...
If you take a look at what I've typed after your fifth bullet and help me tune that up. While I finish this. Along that line. So Roberto gets editing rights anytime. Meanwhile, I'll hit the queue. Keith, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey, thanks to Roberto first off for proposing this language, and I think it's a positive step forward. I do have one quick question or point, I guess, and in the fourth bullet, where it says, if we keep the status quo of vertical separation, there are some cases where vertical separation will hinder the business more than helping the market. And I'm a little bit concerned that the word markets is overly broad. And I guess what I mean is that I'm not sure how we're defining the market there, and whether it may be a better word there would be helping the consumer or helping the potential registrants. Because when you start talking about market or marketplace, are we talking specifically about the market for that TLD? Are we talking about the overall TLD marketplace? And I think that raises questions about, economic study and whether, what exactly is meant by market. So I'd certainly welcome other people's perspectives on that. It was just sort of the first thing that popped into my head when I read the document when it was first posted. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a little troubled by that statement there. I think it's first of all, a little broad, and I think it might be difficult to support it on the basis of the work that we've done so far. It, to me, appears to be a personal observation more than a consensus or even a majority statement by the group. So I'm going to have to say I'm not at all comfortable with the idea. Because what you're really saying, as I see, is we keep status quo, then new businesses could be hurt. Well, I think I'd have to see a lot more in-depth support for a statement like that, number one. And number two is I think the statement's inconsistent with the summaries that we presented to the council previously.
Thanks, Ken. Ron, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. Last Monday, I posted a statement that had to do with exactly this, and it came as a result of the call and Margie pointing out that the working group has to send something to the board. That was a week ago. We've got 3 days now. The board meets on the third day, so we have 2 days now to send something to them. I just want to support what was said by Roberto. We really, in his post prior to this call, he put a long post forward, and it really has to do with the fact we need to respond to the board and tell them where we're at. So I would encourage all of us on this call to really try to bring helpful elements to this discussion right now so we can get this done today. We really cannot expect the others to jump through hoops when, in fact, we've been sitting on this thing now for some weeks just getting a final statement to them. So my point is just to encourage the group today to really try and close this one out. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, I see Ken's hand, but I bet that's the old one. What other suggestions do people have? Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, if we discuss in details once again the point four here, I would like we need to find the right language because if we talk about the business more than build the market, we are just talking to one part of the situation for the domain names, because the non-for-profit is, I know that English is different maybe from other languages, and US you use business for everything, even for non-for-profit organization. But business, it's really a sense of making money. If we try to translate it to French, for example, then I would like very much to find a way to say that there is a situation where running the project of new GTLD will be, we have difficulty if we have this full separation, more than saying that business and market. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I snuck a word in as a possible option, applicant, instead of business. so that we would, you know, have a contrast between the applicants and the consumers. I've been putting possible changes in parens with question marks. We might be able to blunt that just a little bit with language like that. What does that show people? Sebastian's saying it's okay with him. What if we changed it to, if we keep the status quo of vertical integration, there are some cases where vertical separation will hinder the applicant more than helping the consumer. What if we changed it like that? Anybody got a terrible problem with that kind of language?
It's Sebastian. I will keep registrant more than consumer. I think it's applicant and registrant could be a good... the end of the world is the same. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take that. Applicant and registrant. Not hearing cries of pain. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, if I heard Ken correctly, he was saying that he doesn't think we do have consensus on this statement. If that indeed is what he was saying, and there are people who feel that, then the wording needs to be something to the effect of some members of the group or a majority of the group or something feel that.
What if we changed will to may? Somebody suggested that on the list.
I'm one of the believers, so I have no problem with it. But I just wanted to highlight the fact that if we're going to move forward, we can't completely ignore things that people say, we have to actually address them.
Yeah, Ken's agreeing with that. How about if we blunted it with may, Ken? Would you be all right with that? Be a chance to take your check mark down. Just, I don't want to ride your check mark into the horizon there. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, it isn't just me, you know.
I know.
We're not working to the lowest common denominator here. I'm trying to give us something that we can take, that we can look... anyone that this is given to in the eye, and not worry about somebody looking over our shoulder and saying, "Wait a minute, now we didn't agree on that." You know, I don't want to put a statement in there that creates a significant amount of controversy and brings up a whole bunch of issues. I'm certain that there are some cases that could hurt either business models or any of the business models that are represented on this call. So I do not want somebody from the board to take that as a subtle way of saying, well, now, wait a minute, it's quite clear in this working group that they're very concerned about this or that. Well, there's concerns on all sides, and I think we just have to be very careful how we structure this thing so that it doesn't become a controversial closing statement. This can't be the last shot across the bow. I guess that's just my own personal feeling. And, you know, Roberto and I have known each other for 13 years, and there's a significant amount of respect on both sides. I just think that might be the initial wording might have gone a little too far, and I think you need to get some other perspectives besides my own on this. Thanks, Mike.
You bet, Kim. Alan, let me go to Brian first, and then I'll circle back to you. Brian, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. First of all, I apologize because I've been out the last couple of calls on other things. Just looking at the language now, so I apologize if I'm asking questions that have already been answered. If they have been, just tell me they have, and I'll sit down. But have we, when we say hinder the business applicant more than helping the market, I'm still trying to get a handle on what we mean by hinder and what we mean by helping the market. I thought I heard some clarifications that market might be equated to registrant instead. But have we really fully explored the meaning of those terms as a group and come to some form of consensus on this?
I'm going to put words in Roberto's mouth, and he's welcome to fix them. But I think that really this bullet is introducing the next bullet. And what it's saying is, Roberto just dropped off. Rats. Well, I'll continue to put words in his mouth, and then when he rejoins the call, can help out. It may be that part of the problem is with this is if we keep the status quo vertical separation, that immediately implies a choice in terms of the model. And so maybe what we do, what he's doing is introducing the next bullet, which is while the work group has not identified exact examples of applicants being hindered, there's a general feeling that some exceptions should be granted. And so in absence of Roberto, maybe what we do is we combine those two bullets. But that's just my take. I guess now I'll go to Alan and then to Brian, and unless you've got something you want to follow up on.
No, actually, you started going the direction that I was thinking we might go, because there's just so much gray in the word hinder and the word helping that I think you're starting to head in a better direction. Thanks.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is tee up the last bullet and maybe not be quite so much on the bullet before it. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, as the previous speakers were talking, I realized that we have to be a little bit careful of the wording. I mean, there are some business models that I want to hinder. This whole many months has, in fact, been talking about which business models do we believe are good and which ones do we believe are bad.
Right.
So it's not just the, quote, exceptions that have to do with business models. So just as we're wording it, I think we have to think of both aspects of it.
What if I wasn't trying to
make a specific recommendation. Just that, depending on what you want, on what anyone in this group wants out of this whole process, other people may disagree, and that's why we are where we are.
Yeah, that's right. What if we dropped that bullet? Start thinking, start reading this document without that bullet, and see if we even need it. Meanwhile, I'll carry on with Kent.
Yeah, Mike, pardon me for saying this, but which status quo are we referring to?
Yeah.
The Nairobi status quo, the staff 2% status quo, the existing contractual relationships between the majority of the incumbent registry status quo. This is where we start, is where it gets a little iffy.
Yeah, I think that's why this particular bullet might be more trouble to salvage than it's worth. Just a note to Gisela and the operator, is somebody trying to dial back out to Roberto? I just want to make sure that we're doing that.
I'm back in, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I just salvaged your fourth bullet, Roberto, so you may wanna join in here. One of the things that I said was that the fourth bullet really introduces the fifth bullet and may not be necessary. And rather than try and embedded in the fourth bullet are a lot of statements around which it's probably fairly difficult to achieve consensus. We've been hammering on it pretty hard. And I'm curious, if we dropped that bullet altogether, whether we would really lose much in terms of the intent of the document. Because the real intent, it seems to me, is in the last bullet, where we introduce the possibility of exceptions. And, in fact, we do a better job of identifying the dispersion within the group and focusing on the agreement. Do you take that as a friendly amendment?
May I?
Yes, absolutely.
Mikey?
Yes. Can you hear
me? Yeah. I don't have any
problems in changing the wording or also eliminating the fourth bullet. I don't have a specific point that I want to make. I'm just trying to capture the consensus and try to give some sort of closure statement. So whatever is decided by the work group has to be in the statement. I have no problem in eliminating the fourth bullet. Maybe the fifth is a little bit more important because that's also the point for the continuation of the work. But it's what people feel that the current situation is. I don't have any particular need for having this point to remain. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Roberto. Let's see. Ken, is that hand up from before, or is that a new one? It's an old one. Okay. Well, I'm going to put a bracket around the fourth bullet as a candidate for deleting it. Because I think that then we avoid, essentially embedded in that statement is a position that I know we don't have consensus around. Even if we were to hammer down the exact definitions of status quo and so on and so forth, I think that's the heart of the divide. And rather than collide with that one, I'd like to drop that one so that then we get the board focused on really four things. One is compliance, and there's been some talk about the compliance on the list. We are not agreed as to the approach, but we all seem to agree that compliance is an important issue, even though we disagree about why or what is to be done. There is not consensus on either of the extreme cases, either full separation being the most extreme being Nairobi from the board, and I suppose the most extreme on the other side being the free trade proposal. But there's room in the middle, maybe, if we had more time. Maybe not. The next point is that there is a list of harms, but we have not finalized it, nor do we have consensus on it. In fact, I think that we agreed on a previous call that discussing the list of harms almost immediately turned into a surrogate for the discussion of the fundamental disagreement. And so I'm skeptical that we could get the consensus on that list. And then finally, introducing this notion that exceptions should be considered. Again, making it clear that we are probably not going to be able to provide the board with consensus on what those exceptions ought to be. Which is, sort of gives the board some guidance. It certainly doesn't give them a whole lot. But it certainly focuses their attention. So if we left it with those four bullets the way it is, how are people feeling about that? Changes that folks would like to propose to 1, 2, 3, and 5? Golden silence. Liking that silence. Ken, go ahead.
I meant to put a check mark on 3.
Okay. I'll accept that check mark. Well, okay, why don't we make that change then? We'll take out, for purposes of the editing, put the removed stuff down below, just in case we decide we need it back.
Now I did put my hand up.
Okay, Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not trying to reverse the order of the agenda, but I think there's something we need to talk about in relation to what's currently on there. When you get done looking at the budget revision that was just announced today and passed and everything like that, you're going to find that there's absolutely, and please, somebody call me out if you can, no reference at all to compliance. And as much as we've discussed it, the board is not willing to acknowledge in any sort of a budget document, except very loosely, any real effort towards dealing with that issue. And as we try to point out, we really need to try to put, and I don't know how to do it. Maybe we have to do it in, I don't even know whether it's a public forum for this other than standing up in line in Cartagena. But we really need to point out to the board that, you know, there was a gratuitous promise made by the chief operating officer at the last meeting, which has not gone any further. And I believe it was Christine on the last call indicated in Washington that there was pressure there applied to the staff about how they want to deal with compliance. And, I mean, when you see a document where they acknowledge the fact that there may have to be some sort of subsidy program for new applicants, but don't bother to put any money in the program to ensure that there's some sort of a compliance regimen in place to avoid what could be a significant number of the harms that we have identified, even though we haven't elaborated on them. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm pontificating, but I don't know what other venue to bring this up in at this moment, at least. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I think that a lot of what you're saying is embedded in that first bullet. And rather than putting much more detail behind that, I think what that first bullet of Roberto's does is it gives each and every one of us a platform on which to stand when speaking to board members. You know, I don't speak to board members. That's above my pay grade, but a lot of you do. And I think that one of the things that that first bullet does is it provides the opportunity to say, look, you know, the very first thing on our list was compliance.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. Maybe I'll propose a little bit of wordsmithing. I'm not as good at this as other people are, but is there any problem issue in mentioning the fact that there, I'm not trying to use the uniform concern, but there was significant discussion and concerns expressed about compliance and managing compliance with the new TLD rollout. Just saying compliance is the key, it's kind of like saying, you know, drink four glasses of water a day or whatever it may be. I'm just trying to make put a little more emphasis on it. Now, maybe I'm making too much of it. If I am, then I'm sure somebody will let me know.
About that, if we amp it up, oops, what's my spelling here? You know, I don't want to go too far because we are far from consensus on the approach to compliance. I think the most that we can say at this stage of the game is that we are very focused on it. But as you saw on the list, there was a fair amount of discussion, even in the last few days, about where people stand on that issue, and we are not at a place where we can go much further than this, I think, because there are pretty broad differences of opinion. I'm getting a check mark from Ken. I'm going to take that as an acceptance of my little amendment. Alan?
Yeah, you might take a look at Brian's little post down there on the comment section.
Oh.
And
like
actually,
that.
This is Ron. I wanted to speak to that, Mikey, Brian's post, but I don't want to preclude Alan. Go ahead.
Ahead, Alan, and then we'll...
Yeah, two points. One that predated this discussion, then I'll have a comment on that. The
sentence at the after the bullets of we would like to continue to refine our work if the board is willing to provide us the time, I think that needs to be clarified, because as it reads, it almost sounds like, hey, board, don't make a decision while we're still continuing to work. And I don't think that was the intent. It's not clear that the board, it's the board's job to give us more time. So I think we need to be clear on what we're saying there. And I'm not I'm not even sure what it is we're saying there. I don't think we need to ask the board for more time at this point. You know, we may, if we stick around, we will react to whatever the board does. So we may be asking the GNSO not to shut us down.
I was transcribing what Roberto was saying.
Okay.
And, you know, when we get to that one, we'll tune it up.
With regard to compliance, we surely do not have closure on what we all believe would need to be done and the level of compliance. I suspect, or I hope there would not be any disagreement at all, that in ramping up from a situation where we currently have, I don't know, 15 GTLDs or whatever the number is, to potentially several thousand, there is going to be a need to revise how compliance does their job and how they're going to cover the world they're looking at. Even assuming we are adding no level of complexity because of vertical integration, just the several orders of magnitude increase in the number of contracts they're dealing with and entities they're dealing with is going to mean there should be significant effort focusing on how they're working, how they're doing it, and there's no evidence of that. So I think our compliance concerns are far above just what would happen if we introduce some very complex regime of integration. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Alan. Ron, go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to speak to that issue of compliance as well, but it's not just, and that's why Brian's line down below kind of makes some sense. Whatever the rules established for new TLDs, we need mechanisms and adequate resources to enforce them. The adequate resources is not just not just funding, but in fact it's human beings. Right now, we had for those who were party to the BC face-to-face meeting that took place in Washington about a week or 10 days ago, Kurt Pritz made a comment which was quite surprising to me. There was a question about compliance and when will we see a head of compliance, a new compliance officer, to run that department. He said, well, it's not just the head. We actually have several positions open in that area. So at this stage of the game, virtually on the edge of November 2010, we have no compliance officer, yet we hope that within about a month we'll be introducing a date to start the process. So we have no compliance officer, and we're missing two or three people to support that office. So that is a big, big issue for us all. And I think the other thing that Kurt said at that meeting, which was quite an eye-opener for me, is he made a comment almost off the cuff about single registry, single user, how would compliance be able to manage a space where a brand has a top-level domain? And he was taking the position that would compliance be asking for a list of all of the employees of the company to ensure that, in fact, that the company had only given top-level domains to its employees if, in fact, that was one of their policies. So compliance is, while we use just the single word, it is a very serious deal. It's almost like peeling the layers off an onion. And I think we are going to have to make the board quite well aware that this work on developing a very strong compliance staff with strong compliance policies is a major undertaking, and it has to be at the top of the priorities list. Thank you.
Hang on a minute, Ken. I'm going to just take a checkpoint on the state of our bullet. If we said compliance is key, working group spent a considerable amount of time discussing the issue, and then said whatever the rules established for the new TLDs need mechanisms and adequate resources to enforce them, does that, can I change our sentence to that? Is there anybody who's opposed to that strengthening?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I think it needs a little more wordsmithing.
Okay.
Well, the concern I have is, we don't need reactive compliance. We need proactive. So what I would do is, if you're going to keep that sentence in front of the words to enforce them, I think you need to put in place. In other words, we don't talk about compliance after we've got 600 applications in and we're already allocating space in the route for these guys and we're through the app process. We really need to have a process clearly defined, because in part of the evaluation process in looking at applications is going to be the ability to manage compliance. I mean, Kurt asked the question, what are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? You know, if they don't have the slightest idea how to deal with it, then maybe what they need is some sort of clearly defined process in place. You know, they're spending a huge amount of time planning for managing the processing of the applications, but they're not really spending a hell of a lot of time in terms of managing the security and stability of the space once these applications are approved and an assignment is made by IANA, you know, or delegation or whatever the word is.
Okay, I've inserted Ken's in place. Seems like a pretty good friendly amendment. Anybody opposed to that one? Can I take the brackets off of that? Oh, Sebastian, go ahead. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking at the queue.
Yeah, I would like to suggest to replace mechanism by process, like it can use this word, and to put adequate before to embedded process and resources, because my fear that we can have mechanism but not adequate processes, or we can have processes and not adequate mechanism. I will be, for example, very interested to know if there are some reason in the work itself, on the way the staff of ICANN or the is doing the job, in the reason why the guy in charge of this department left the ICANN. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. I went ahead and accidentally mistyped, and then discover I don't have an undelete. So I've made Sebastian's change a little faster than I intended. But anybody, I also inserted leadership because I think that's also a word that we can use when we're conversing with the board to amplify the issue that's been raised. Just now by Sebastian, but by many others on many calls about the situation with the leader of that, and that leadership of ICANN in general.
Hey, Mike, I know I'm not on the list, but has anybody ever approached you or Roberto from the board to ask you if you guys had some time to spend on a conference call or in front of them to answer questions? I mean, is this beyond a way out of line for the process?
I would, if approached, I would decline because I don't feel comfortable being able to represent the diverse views that we've got. I don't know if Roberto has been approached or not, but you know, we are a group that's very difficult to summarize accurately and well on the fly on a conference.
Bob is more concerned about the process. The board needs to understand that we have really worked hard from a process standpoint to get to where we are now. They have to know that there's... Now, maybe that's the way that the report is written, and maybe I'm just not taking enough out of the report, but we just need the board to understand that these people have really worked diligently and hard to try to identify, you know, issues and points and stuff like that. You know we don't have consensus on the overwhelming majority of stuff we've discussed, but there are broad perspectives, and they've got to understand it was truly deliberative. It wasn't just 8 or 9 people sitting around a bar drinking and kicking it around.
Sounds pretty good to me, actually. I kind of like that approach. Thanks, Ken. I'm checking to see how we're doing on this language. It seems like we've come pretty close to agreement on the first bullet if we put the in place. Anybody got anything that need to change there? Okay. Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, just one little point. I think I don't know if the process, leadership, and resources is in the right order, but except that, I agree with this sentence.
Oh, I didn't put them in any order with any intent.
No, but you may we may think about, and I think maybe we need to. Good leadership to have a good process and good resources, and maybe we need to start by leadership. But never mind, it's a good sentence. Thank you.
Ah, yes, that's a good point. It would be nice to have leadership there in order to develop good progress processes. Take care of that. Ken.
Yeah, I just feel the need to respond to a comment that John Nevin made on the down in the chat session there. I specialized when I was practicing in forensic accounting, and John indicates that, you know, because we have no new contracts in place, we don't really have the necessity for budget for compliance. But I think from a practical standpoint, the planning process for managing an effort as large as one that's going to be needed really needs to be looked at in terms of planning, managing resources, and so forth. And given ICANN's ability to deal with expanding issues in terms of managing resources and so forth, the earlier they get started on it, the more effective it's going to be and the more in line with ICANN's mandate for stability. I can't wait from a practical standpoint until the day they sign these contracts. And in terms of scope, you know, if you do a proper job of planning, you can always scale. But if you don't even have any plans for dealing with it, it really is hard to manage. So I think that it's something that needs to be looked at now, not 8 months or a year from now. And that's what my concern is in terms of the attitude that the board appears to have taken towards this at this time.
You know, at the risk of sounding imperious, I think I'm going to say that we are now spiraling back into the debates that we've had in the past. And what I want to make sure is that the language we've got is neutral enough that we can roll forward with it rather than reopen some of the details of the compliance discussion, because we had a pretty lively discussion about that back when we were doing the initial report. So take a look at that first bullet and sing out if you can't live with it. Okay, I'm going to take bullet one as okie-dokie for the moment. Volker, in answer to your point, we've talked about bullet number three a bit. We softened it with the stuff that's in parens. We haven't accepted that yet. That's sort of where we're at. So I think all three remaining bullets are open for discussion at the moment. So if, again, what I'd really like to do is focus us on the language that's there and find things that you can't live with. Brian, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. Again, apologize for missing earlier discussion if I did. It says we've identified a list of harms that suggest that either complete separation or complete integration will create problems. Is that true as a statement? Are there suggestions about partial integration that could create problems as well that were on the list of harms? I honestly don't have it in front of me, and Jeff Eckhouse, you probably have the thing memorized, but that's my outstanding question. Is that statement true? And are there other models where we said, you know, there still could be a harm if it was something in between the extreme points?
You know, again, I'm going to put words in Roberto's mouth, but I think that that second clause, the either complete separation or complete integration will create problems, may have been written to sort of make the sentence work. But I'm not sure that that's really what we've got in the list of harms. Really, all we've got is the list of harms. Roberto, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what I intended is that it's just to set the scene. We are not going to have a consensus, and in my opinion, we will never have either on full, complete vertical integration or on full vertical separation. I'm not excluding that we might have consensus on a partial conditional and so on, but at this point in time, there's nothing we can say because what we have been debating was not indicating that we had any consensus on partial solutions. I think that all what we have now after months of debate is some elements that will allow us to analyze further the situation, like a list of harms and some very narrowly defined and even not fully defined exceptions. Like the TLDs for limited use, like cultural, and so on. So I think that what I've tried to do is not to put things that that could be controversial, but only to summarize what I think. The discussion of and the consensus at this point. I don't think that we can say anything about a partial vertical integration or a partial vertical separation because that will open up a can of worms.
How about this, Brian? I think... Type something. What if we said we've identified a list of harms that are associated with either complete separation or complete integration? It's more the mechanics. You know, the way we've structured the list is there are harms associated with vertical integration and there are harms associated with vertical separation. And back off the language a little bit that way. Would that address the issue that you're raising? Back to Brian.
Can you walk that out one more time?
Yeah, so I'll read it sort of tentatively. What if we said we've identified a list of harms that are associated with either complete separation or complete integration? Period. And then the next sentence could be, we have not finalized the list, nor do we have consensus on it at this time. So that what we're really saying is what we did. What we did was compiled lists, but we haven't evaluated them. And the way we compiled the list was against the two scenarios, either vertical integration or vertical separation.
Well, I think what you do there by saying are associated is you make it black and white and definitive, and the phrasing that suggests it leaves some wiggle room, because in fact we didn't really as a group go through all the harms and agree, yes, that one is a harm, that one isn't. I think that suggestion makes it a little more black and white than we intend.
Okay. So give me another version. I'll just back that one out. Love this.
Well, yeah, I'm struggling with this too. I know I've raised the issue. I apologize, but my focus wasn't consensus on complete separation, complete integration, or partial. My focus was what was the scope of the list of harms, what was the breadth in terms of the different scenarios. I'm honestly at a loss right now to offer language to address the problem that I have in my mind.
Okay, well, if something pops in, sing out.
Sure.
Because, I think that we're all sort of on the same page. We just aren't quite saying it right yet. And so maybe you can sit not quite in the spotlight, and by not being in the spotlight, something will come to chime in there. Oh, wait a minute, Christina's on the air here. Christina says, we've compiled a list of potential harms that may be associated with either complete separation or complete integration. We have not finalized the list. I'm going to grab this before it scrolls off the screen. Help me. That screen is moving awful fast. I'm putting it down at the bottom. Christina's language is at the bottom of the page. Wow, she's getting a lot of plus ones. Way to go, Christina. How does that look to you, Brian? Plus four. Wow. Awesome. Shall we go with that one? Brian, you okay with that one?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. Way to go, Christina and Brian. Yikes. Did I do that? I'm sorry. I might have done that. Do that. That one's going up in the bullet. All right. So, again, look for things that make you crazy in the four bullets. Don't look at the bottom stuff yet. I was transcribing that really fast as... dollar a word. Fill Christina at least two beers, I think. Okay. Anything else that people are reacting to in the four bullet list? Okay. I think we're going to take those as done. Now let's take a quick look at, we've got somebody with a lot of noise in the background. He's listening to voicemail on a speakerphone or something. Operator, can you tell where that's coming from? Okay, let's work a little bit on the comments. Actually, I think that one might be... what I want to do is break this point. And say that the working group, the language on the comments mirrors what I was talking about on the list in terms of I got a lot of smart remarks from people. When did we review them? And the answer is we tried to review them four times, and each time we dropped right back into the same debates that we've been having all along, and so I gave up. Mikey gave up, but I think we've got a pretty good statement that says they didn't change our global point of view. The next clause, and again, I was sort of winging my way through this as Roberto was talking, so this is pretty rough. We do not think we will arrive at full consensus on either, well, I think we can even amplify, on either extreme case, integration or separation. However, we may be able to arrive at a position that lies somewhere between those extremes. And then the final point, which is the continuation thing. Do you want to put this, those two in a little bit of context, Roberto? Are you actually thinking that we should go back to the board and ask for more time to arrive at a decision? Or, because, you know, the sense that I got from Steve Crocker in D.C. when he and Ron and a bunch of us were together was that the board has taken the decision back, that they'll make it. Are you asking, are you proposing that we ask them to unmake that choice?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying that what we have to do is to make clear where we are. And we are in a situation in which we believe that there is something that can be done in order to reach consensus in between those extreme cases. And I don't think that I want to necessarily ask for more time to get that, to that intermediate compromise in between. I would like to state because that's part of the report. And then I don't know. I think that to ask for more time is then connected with the. PDP that has to be how are we going to go to phase two and so on. So I would prefer to avoid this this issue and just remain on the fact that we state where we are at, and then it's up to the board if they decide that we should be given more time. They can decide that even if we don't ask for it, and I'm not really sure that we have a consensus in going to the board and ask for more time. So therefore, I'm unwilling to have this this statement in those terms.
Okay, so I'll take that last one out. I put it down below just so I don't have to retype it if somebody wants to put it back in. And so then our concluding statement would be to, and I think I'm going to take the comments one out as well, because I really think that's a work group process point rather than a point that we need to make to the board. So our concluding statement is to restate our status, which is that we don't think that we will arrive at full consensus on either extreme. However, we may be able to arrive at a position that lies somewhere between those extremes, and I could even go so far as to say something like during phase two of our work. If you'd buy that, Roberto, does that work? Is that what you're aiming for?
Yep.
Okay. Ziva, go ahead. You You may be muted, Steve, but we're not hearing you. Check meeting view for a minute. See. Yeah, Steve is muted. Operator, could you unmute Steve's? Sure, I know how to do that. Steve Muthusami. I can do this. Hey, cool. Now try it, Steve. I just unmuted you.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Did it.
I think we are rushed to make a decision, and we are still in a discussion phase. And this is a complex, we are examining a complex set of issues, and it's quite a large group. And as per our earlier schedule, we are supposed to be discussing more. And in between, we were asked to submit an interim report, and that kind of placed us off track. So we should be emphatic and tell the board that we are progressing, we are making progress. And that's my first point. And second point is about your comment that we may reach a consensus somewhere in between. I think that also is a premature conclusion. When consensus happens, it could happen either for separation or against separation fully, and it will be an assumption to say that it will be in between. That's about it.
Ah, okay, I see the point that you're making. Roberto, is that, we could take out, we could say we have not arrived at full consensus at this time. However, we may be able to arrive. What Siva is suggesting is that it's possible that we could still arrive at consensus at an extreme position. I think that's probably a fundamental change to the meaning of your sentence, because I think the point that Roberto is trying to make is that it's very unlikely that we'll be able to arrive at consensus at either of those extremes, but we can continue the debate in a minute. I'll let Sebastian speak.
Yes, thank you. I would like to support Shiva's statement, because we're always the extreme of someone, and we didn't find any consensus on any position. Then why we could assume that one will be able to have the consensus of the group more than another one, even if I have my position and I will be agree with what it say here as my position, but why my position will be better than the one of Shiva, who wants one extreme, if he wants one extreme, and some other who wants the other extreme, then it's quite difficult. What I would like to add to that, it's we can still try, but my feeling is that we don't have the tool to do that. And maybe we can try to use some part of the way used for the MAPO or REC-6 group, or even the CHAZ or NIDI applicant group, to try to go to consensus. There was some quite interesting way to do that, specifically in the MAPO one, where we had people from the GAC in addition to the one here from GNSO, ALAC, and others. But my point regarding all that is that we don't have the tool to help the community to find consensus. We difficult subject like this one, and I would like very much to say something, to add something on that issue, that maybe it's time for ICANN as a whole to think about a new tool to help building consensus. just to take one example, and not to say that co-chair didn't do good job or we're wrong in doing something, because Mikey, you try a lot of things and quite interesting, but we need to try more. And for example, I think for to try to find a consensus may be a trade-off for the different solution for integration or separation. Could be a good way to say, yes, I prefer this one against this one, but I prefer this one against this other one. And at the end of the day, we prefer more this one than the all the other, because we got around all the solution. But that's my thinking. Just, it's MAPO, M-A-P-O, like Oliver. Thank you.
Thanks, Sebastian. And as the junior co-chair, no one ever needs to feel bad about correcting the approach I took, because I lose sleep about that all the time. I keep thinking of things that maybe could have gone differently, et cetera. So no worries there. Let's go back to... the part of this sentence that troublesome is the part that I've just bracketed. So what if we
It's Sebastian again, even if I didn't put my hands down. I would like to, I think it's, we need just to say that we didn't find a consensus today, but the group is willing to work to find a consensus. And whatever the consensus will be, we don't need to define it here, because it's again a discussion. Then maybe, if the group could commit to try hard to work on that, it's enough to say to the board than to say that the compromise will be here or here. We don't know yet. Thank you.
So, Roberto, we're whacking this sentence pretty good. I'll stick it down below. Like that. Pick out the Ron, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. I'm just questioning the statement that we didn't arrive at consensus, but the group was willing to continue the effort during phase two of our work. We're willing to work at reaching consensus on the phase two issues, or we feel we actually might find consensus on phase one if we continue to work during phase two. It's a little bit confusing.
The phase two part is really my injection, so that may have derailed it.
Well, the point actually, before that phase two popped up as you were typing, I was speaking, and the fact is that we have not reached consensus. It's all pretty clear. We've all tried, but we can't find that common ground on this VI topic, whether it's separation or integration. So I think we just call a spade a spade. We didn't get there, but there are other elements we need to address, and we would continue to work on those other elements. As Shiva is quite right. You know, there's a leading statement that we might get there. I think anybody in this group will agree that that is a wish that we will never achieve. Thank you.
Okay. Shiva, give me new language rather than telling me it's leading. It doesn't help. So I need to propose. Oh, Keith's got something in there. This working group has not and will not reach consensus. Okay, I'm grabbing this before it rolls off the screen. One for some of those.
Yeah, Mike.
Christina Beer. Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, the new language that I suggested my comment on language is about the overall statement being defensive. It sounds as if we are saying we are sorry, we haven't reached, we were unable to reach consensus, so give us more time. So from that, I think we should change to, we are still in our discussion phase, and we are discussing, and we haven't come to that point of reaching consensus yet. So we are supposed to go to that consensus phase sometime after a month or two. And so I think that should be the language. I was stating it conversationally, but we can say it nicely.
Thanks, Steve. I've posted Keith's proposal just below the dashed line. Oh, he's critiquing his own language. I don't think we are likely to reach consensus on a compromise either, since we've been trying for months. So if we said this working group has not, will not reach consensus on recommending strict vertical separation or full vertical integration. Well, that's going to draw fire from SIVA. Remains to be seen whether consensus can be reached on a compromise recommendation. John, you're hurting me here. We could just drop this. We could stay with the four bullets. Keith's in there, too. Maybe we drop this last one. Maybe that's just reaching. Leave it at the four. I'd be actually quite inclined to do that because I think that we are skirting, you know, into the issue of the next on the way forward, and we do not have consensus on the way forward for sure. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I think, you know, what the board decides to do might impact what we're able to do after the fact anyway, so kind of this question is not ready for prime time in that respect either.
What's people's reaction to simply dropping that last clause? If I did this, that's our statement. Four bullets. Hearing either shock or silence is assent. I'm going to take that as about as good as we're going to get on that one. Just want to wrap. Okay, it's 23 minutes after the hour. Just the bullets. Christina is asking. I think we should have a wrap-up sentence. Make it clear where we are and where we aren't. Okay. Well, let's have a wrap-up sentence. Who's good at crafting wrap-up sentences? I'm terrible at that. I mean, one way we could do this is we could frame it in a fairly... And this is probably going to be a fairly informal communication with the board anyway, because their meeting is coming up in 3 days. So... one way to do this is to say that on our call today, Monday, these were the four points that we really wanted to emphasize to the board during their discussion on Thursday, and leave it at that. Where is the word extreme, Ron? Chime in there.
Second bullet. Second bullet. This is not consensus on either of the extreme cases. There is not consensus on either of the cases, either on vertical integration or vertical separation. Extreme, you know, there's nothing extreme about it. Those are the two ends of the spectrum. Thanks.
I think that probably we would wrap some language just introducing this around it, Christina, but this is eventually going to get folded into the report too, but the conversation that the board is going to have is coming up on Thursday, and bullets can just get sent as is. Okay, I think that we've actually done pretty well today. There's no consensus on full integration. Full vertical. How about, Christina, did you see Roberto's proposed change, the one right in front of yours? Okay, so we'll use that one. Sorry for those of you on the transcript. This is inside baseball as we get through the last little bit. But Roberto has proposed change to the second bullet that would make it read like this, as soon as I get pasted in. There's no consensus on either full vertical integration or full vertical separation. I guess we don't need that last clause. Comments in the chat are getting pretty frisky. Okay. How are people feeling about bullet number two with that change that's in there now? Going once, going twice, 26 minutes after the hour. I'm going to wrap this one up. We'll pick up the rest of the agenda next week. And I thank you. We'll push this out to the list. I'm sure it will draw some fire. But I think we did a great job today, folks, and I appreciate your patience. That's it for me. Roberto, you got anything for us before we drop off?
I'm wondering about the timing, because some sort of statement has to arrive to the board before their meeting that I believe is on the 28th. So I think that we can circulate that on the list, but we should have a sort of a hard deadline within 24 hours or so, so that we have the practical time to to forward the result.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll push it off to the list right after the call and put a 24-hour session. Okay, then. 27 minutes, 3 minutes early. Hot diggities. I think that's it. And thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. That's it for me. Thanks, all.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thanks, all.